This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, February 21st. Officials in Texas say they have a suspect in the disappearance and death of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham.
We believe the appropriate arrest warrant is going to be for capital murder in the death of Audrey Cunningham. He is currently still in jail under an unrelated felony charge here.
Prosecutors described the suspect as 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougall, a family friend trusted to drop Audrey at a school bus the day she vanished, and say he even helped in the massive days-long search for the girl. Audrey's body was discovered in an East Texas river yesterday after she went missing last Thursday. The sheriff says the medical examiner's office will determine her cause of death. Alabama's Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are children, and critics are warning that it could have a chilling effect on IVF. It's after three sets of parents who underwent IVF filed lawsuits over security at a clinic, alleging that a hospital patient got access to frozen embryos and dropped them on the floor, destroying them. The justices ruled that those embryos counted as children, so they were essentially killed, and said the parents could file a wrongful death lawsuit. It's the first ruling of its kind in the US, and some experts say it could have a huge impact on fertility treatments in Alabama and nationwide if other states follow suit. Critics warn that it could hugely increase liability costs, put medical providers off performing IVF, and mean parents are forced to pay for lifelong storage fees of embryos they'll never be allowed to get rid of, even if they don't want any more children. Here's Barbara Kalura from the National Infertility Association.
The goal of IVF is to create as many embryos as possible so that you have the greatest number of attempts at pregnancy. Those embryos are the rights of the people who created them. Now we simply don't know who has the rights here.
The former FBI informant charged with lying about the Biden family's dealings in Ukraine says the information came from Russian intelligence officials. That's according to a new court filing, which says the information was false. The ex-informant, Alexander Smirnov, admitted that Russian intelligence officials were, quote, involved in passing a story about Hunter Biden. Smirnov is behind allegations that President Joe Biden and his son Hunter were being offered bribes of $5 million each to help a Ukrainian energy company. Republicans have highlighted those claims as part of their effort to impeach President Biden. Smirnov's been charged with lying to the FBI and creating false records. Georgia's governor has revealed that he was interviewed by special counsel Jack Smith, who's investigating former President Donald Trump.
Really didn't last that long. I mean, I basically told him the same thing I told the special grand juries, that I followed the law and the Constitution and answered all their questions truthfully.
Brian Kemp resisted intense pressure from Trump to overturn the 2020 election results in his state, and he made the revelation that he'd spoken to Smith in a CNN interview that aired last night. In July, a spokesperson for the Republican governor said Smith's team had contacted Kemp, but it was not previously known that he sat for an interview. Since then, the special counsel has brought federal charges against Trump, alleging he and six unindicted co-conspirators orchestrated a plot to overturn the election results on and leading up to January 6, 2021. Coming up, Beyoncé's made history in the country music charts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Is there anything Beyoncé can't do? She's just made her first ever appearance on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart and gone straight to the top spot, with her new song, Texas Hold'em, making number one.
Texas.
Lay your cards down, 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 down. Rolling Stone reports that it makes her the first black woman to ever reach number one on the country charts. It also means she's the only woman to have topped both the country and R&B hip-hop songs chart since Billboard created them in the late 50s, and only four men have ever done it. And she joins Taylor Swift as the only unaccompanied female artist to top the country charts on her debut. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.